Sandra LaForest is a caseworker in family services with the Peace River Salvation Army. She joins us on the line today. Sandra, thank you very much for joining us. The cupboards are bare. We feel like a little bit like old Mother Hubbard here. Remember that nursery rhyme? The Peace River Food Bank is low on supplies. Comments on the fact that supplies are needed, please.
Yeah, so thanks for having us. Yeah, we are very, very low on supplies right now. It's just been a rough year for everybody, and, you know, people need help, and they're turning more and more to the food bank and so that they can feed their families and children. And our shelves are just, they are getting hit really hard right now. So, yeah, we've got, well, the last 2 weeks we had to cut down the hampers a little bit and take some of the stuff out to spread it around a little more so that we could help as many people as we possibly could. And we are just hoping to get these shelves back stocked to where they were.
Yeah, it's kind of tough right now, I'm thinking, especially since donations are down. I'm guessing the clientele is up right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct, yeah. Yes, clientele is probably at an all-time high right now.
But one thing that hopefully will help, if I'm not mistaken, is a big food drive coming up on Saturday at Friesen Brothers.
That is right. Yes, Brent and his team have put together a wonderful food drive. We're planning on being there for 11 o'clock in the morning, I think until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There'll be hot dogs and smokies, and you can make donations. We'll have the kettles will be there if you want to just drop in the kettles, or there'll be door prizes, or if you want to directly make a donation to Brent, that is good too. We have an account there that we use with him as well. Yeah, just come on down and chat, have a hot dog. We would be glad to see you.
What is needed on the shelves?
Yeah, everything is needed for sure. But we do have a list of things that we put into everybody's hamper. And those things include all canned soups, peanut butter, canned vegetables, pork and beans, tomatoes, all different kinds of tomatoes, canned meats, canned noodles, dry pastas, pasta sauce, crackers, cookies, canned fruit, Kraft Dinner, Hamburger Helper, Stovetop, and then there are the side things we have really started to try to keep in stock, which is toiletries of all kinds, dish soap, cleaning supplies, and toilet paper. Those things, more and more households are in need of them as well, and they are becoming an essential thing to have, right? And then, of course, as we start to come into school, we need to start thinking about snacks for back-to-school kids. So that is an added one to the list now.
How optimistic are you that Saturday is going to be a good drive to try and fill the shelves?
I am very optimistically hopeful. The response already has been amazing. Brent has reached out to quite a few different community members, and they are very, it's very positive outcome so far. So we are hoping that with everybody back in town, we'll be able to have a great outcome for sure.
The Peace River Food Bank Drive is happening on Saturday from 11 till 4 at Friesen Brothers in Peace River. You can make your donations there. Sandra LaForest is a caseworker for Family Services with the Peace River Salvation Army. Sandra, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us.